This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, did it look to you like they knew they were going to do that?
No.
You don't start Brennan then. You just put Noel in right field.
I mean, yeah, he's kind of caught there. That's like... That one's pretty. I mean, we baseball is the game of second guessing. Baseball, of course, lefty righty can be at times the most tedious sports argument you can have. But that one was pretty damn obvious because if he before the game, I imagine he had some words to Brennan like, "All right, this is your moment. This is going to be your opportunity." Nope. He gets to the on deck circle. Nope. Sit your ass down.
Will Brennan is a professional. I know that no one's losing sleep over Will Brennan's feelings, but he had to be walking back like, are you bleeping kidding me?
Well, it's not just
it's a second
Will
inning.
Brennan.
It's a second bleeping inning.
It's everyone sitting in the dugout.
Exactly.
They see that happening and go, wait, what are we doing?
Did they say anything to Brennan as he's coming back to sit down?
Oh, my God. I got to wait till 6:40 to do it.
Does Brennan bypass that and go right to the showers? He's got to be mad. There's no way he's like, hey, whatever you need, Skip. He's got to be like, come on. This is a playoff game we have to win. And I'm up here. I'm prepared.
Like, what am I
mentally
on the
effing
roster for here?
Yeah,
but my
name,
what are we doing?
When they put the names up in the dugout, and guys like Zach Meisel run out to tweet it out, and all the baseball beat reporters. Like, that is a day's worth of preparation, mental preparation, and getting yourself ready, and then you just don't get to do it.
216-474-0092. Is this more on vote or is on the hitting? I have to put more on vote, because you're taking the bat out of guys' hands. And that when you make moves like that, you make him second guess how much confidence you have in him. So now you're sitting there in the dugout going, well, how much confidence does he have in us? I mean, you've acted like you've had confidence this entire year. Now I have to wonder. And it makes the moment tighter. Like, you can even say, well, he might have the best of intentions. And he does. But it makes the moment tighter. You can't just sit there and freak out. The old guy, who I'll get to more of at 6:40, the old guy, to his fault, would leave guys in. Would be more on the veterans. To his fault, at times to his detriment. But I don't think that he... And this is revisionist to some degree, yes. But did he ever really show that he had no confidence in guys?
No,
let Michael Martinez hit.
He had too much confidence in guys.
Well, if Tito were there, Hedges would have started.
Well, Miles Straw would have played
it
all year.
That's true.
It's not a Sunday, so Tyler Freeman couldn't have been on the roster still. So don't even worry about that. 216-474-0092. Like, I want to know... Matt Derry was at the game. He's going to join us at 7:20. I want to know from Matt whether or not it was... I want to know what his feeling was when he saw that John Kenzie Noel was going to step up to the plate instead of Will Brennan in the second inning.
And then what about in the third? In the third, when Manzardo
came in. Well, I think it was just more of the same.
And again, later in the game, Fry did have what we thought was going to be potentially...
That got me off the couch.
You thought,
I jumped
you,
up.
You, yeah. felt like if he gets that one... Past third base, they win the game. Like, you just, even though they were down three, I understand that. You just feel
that's
like things would have been different.
Rally, though. Yeah.
We get to Andy in Cleveland. Andy, hello.
How are you doing this morning?
We're doing okay.
I understand everybody's frustration with vote, but playoff baseball is about your stars, and Jose Ramirez hasn't showed up, and his postseason numbers are atrocious. When are we going to talk about that? He needs to come through with a big hit at some point in time, if he's going to be the best Guardian/Indian of all time. I want to just hear what you guys' thoughts on that. Thanks.
I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you. I mean, if they were to never make the postseason again, Andy, and thank you for the call, this will stick with him. His postseason lack of success will stick with him. And it would be the reason, like, we've flirted with the notion that he's the greatest to do it. I mean, I've said he's top five, but there has to be something in the postseason there. Like, I brought it up before. I've argued with some of the older folks out there that if he were to win a World Series, I think he may go down as the greatest guardian ever, but it's like they need him to hit if they're going to win a World Series, or if they're even going to get close, and he doesn't hit in the postseason. It's more of the same.
Like we have talked about, he's getting a statue, right? We keep saying that. We've said that for the last year at least. He's getting a statue somewhere in the ballpark or outside of the ballpark.
Yeah.
But it's really tough. If you're right, if this is the last one, this is the looking at his postseason numbers, they're not great.
I'm going to respect
career-wise.
I'll respect his entire career. All right. But it's a downer.
When you put it against the guys that you knew as a child, and
yes,
they weren't around as long as we want them to be. You know, Tommy was around probably the longest,
but,
and Kenny Lofton, who left and came back.
Let me tell you this. It's a downer when I'm like, yeah, I respect his entire career. But in the end, it's like, okay, we're going to put up a statue for a really good baseball player because he took a big discount to stay here. That's an ownership thing. That's a baseball thing. So we're going to put up a statue. We're going to put him up in bronze because at the end of it, like if he goes out there and he socks a bunch of home runs and becomes Mr. October for us, then yeah, end all be all, that's it. But it's leaving a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And I know I sound different than what I'm going to sound when he's 38 years old and he's at the end of his career. But right now I'm in the middle of it, and I have a team that around him I think is freaking out. I think the manager is freaking out right now, and he can calm a lot of things down with a two-run home run. He can calm a lot of things down by doing that.
Well, you can tell after the eighth inning when he flied out, when he was back, they had a camera on him.
Yeah.
ISO'd, he was so frustrated, and you wondered right there, like, where is he? And I get it. Baseball guys, the slump buster thing is absolutely a real thing that they talk about. It happens. It can happen out of nowhere. And quite frankly, it could happen today, and it could turn around the entire series, the complexion of the series. But right now, if you're just looking at him and looking at his cuts, and he's just not seeing the baseball the same way, and he's a little eager at times. Like, you start to see that, and would you bet on him to get out of that slump today?
No, and one of the differences is that you go back to 2022 and now, there is a common denominator over all this, is that you have a guy who before this, I mean, he had Santa Maria, but other than that, there was nothing there that he really did that anybody got excited about. A lot of people were critical of that guy. He plays for a different team now, and now Jose Ramirez has a spotlight on him. It was a little easier for Jose Ramirez because they would say, well, Lindor and Ramirez, they're not doing very much, but it was always Lindor first, because it was always, what can we do to keep him, or what are we going to get back for him? And then I think that when we knew he was not going to be here, no matter what, then it was much easier to make that separation. Well, now the spotlight's just on Jose, and Jose's ours. He is unequivocally ours. And I know I'm going to sound a hell of a lot different when he is in there. What do they have, a Ring of Honor, Monument Park over there, or whatever the hell they have over there? Heritage Park, thank you. They'll put him there, and he will live there in infamy, and he will be fantastic, and everybody will love him. I know that I'll feel differently in 10 years about Jose Ramirez. But as of right now, I'm like, wow, we're going to give him a statue because he took a huge discount? I mean, hell, we gave a statue to a guy who left for more money. So what does a statue even mean right now?